Stephen Sondheim's latest musical, Bounce, didn't survive its out-of-town tryout period and never made it to Broadway. But we can read about Sondheim in the new book about the creation of his show Follies, and we can watch some choice Sondheim at home on a new 6-DVD set of fully staged and concert performances. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz is a great fan of Sondheim's and has this review.
In one of the best songs ever written, Rodgers and Hart's I Wish I Were in Love Again, love is defined as the furtive sigh, the blackened eye, the words, I'll love you till the day I die, the self-deception that believes the lie. Probably the truest heir to this honest and unsentimental view of human relationships in popular music is Stephen Sondheim. Often, his characters are too self-absorbed to be aware of what would please their partners. At one extreme, there's Sweeney Todd, the title character of Sondheim's grim, near opera about the demon barber of Fleet Street. He's so bent on revenge that killing becomes more important than the affection of Mrs. Lovett, his partner in crime. She's the one who chops up the bodies of Sweeney's victims and turns them into tasty meat pies. In Sunday in the Park with George, Sondheim's Pulitzer Prize-winning musical about the great French pointillist Georges Seurat, it's an obsession with art that threatens the artist's capacity for human contact. Yet in Passion, an infirm older woman's obsession with a handsome young soldier finally, at the cost of her life, rescues him from his own selfishness. It takes two, the baker and his wife realize in Sondheim's mélange of dark fairy tales into the woods.
You've changed. You're daring. You're different in the woods. More sure, more sharing. You're getting us through the woods. If you could see, you're not the man who started, and much more open-hearted than I knew you to be.
It takes two.
These shows, along with an all-star concert version of Follies, are part of an exciting set of 6 DVDs devoted to Sondheim. And there's a terrific new book about the complexities of putting on a big Broadway musical, Ted Chapin's Everything Was Possible, which is the story of the creation of Follies, one of the most ambitious musicals ever mounted. Chapin is now the director of the Rodgers and Hammerstein Foundation, but 30 years ago, he was an undergraduate at Connecticut College doing an independent research project on musical production by serving as a gopher for Harold Prince and the Follies Company during its often painful tryout period. Chapin took careful notes, and they make a compelling story. One of his most fascinating revelations is that in the course of getting the show together, its creators, Sondheim, Prince, co-director Michael Bennett, and all the designers, were actually in a process of discovering what their show was about. It started out as a murder mystery that takes place at a reunion of former showgirls. But Follies turned into one of theater's deepest explorations of the way we live in the past, and to my mind, even more important, about the way musical comedy itself is not just an escape, but also a mirror of life, a distillation. Follies ends with the main characters expressing their real-life dilemmas as if they were in a series of lavish production numbers. The song, I've Got the God, Why Don't You Love Me? Oh, You Do? I'll See You Later, Blues, could have been the story of my own relationship with the person I took to see Follies in its Boston tryout, a period Chapin writes about with particular eloquence. Here's Mandy Patinkin on the Follies in Concert DVD.
I got those God, why don't you love me, or you do, I'll see you later, blues. That long as you ignore me, you're the only thing that matters, feeling.
that if I'm good enough for you, you're not good enough. And thank you for the present, but what's wrong with this stuff? Just don't come any closer, because you know how much I love you. Feelings! Those tell me that you love me or you did, I gotta run now. Blues.
The six DVDs are all good, the best of them being Passion, with a magnificent performance by Donna Murphy. Into the Woods, with Bernadette Peters and the rest of the original Broadway cast. And Follies in Concert, which is worth the price of the whole set just for Barbara Cook's heartbreaking rendition of Sondheim's greatest torch song, Losing My Mind.
The sun comes up, I think about you. The coffee cup, I think about you. I want you so, it's like I'm losing my mind. The morning ends, I think about you. I talk to friends, I think about you. And do they know, it's like I'm losing my mind. All afternoon, doing every little chore, the thought of you stays bright. Sometimes I stand in the middle of the floor, not going left, not going right. I dim the lights.
The paradox of Sondheim is that he's most original, most himself, and most true to life when he's using and transforming familiar musical styles. Some people regard his view of life and love as cynical. Some people call him a disillusioned romantic. For me, especially when his songs are in quotation marks, he's musical theater's greatest, and perhaps at the moment, its only realist.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor at the Boston Phoenix.